Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories and powerful examples from my experiences as a Reiki energy practitioner and medium, which may help readers to remember their dual nature as both spiritual and physical beings who possess the interpersonal power. Today I welcome Cindy Locker, co-author of Mastering the Art of Success, who along with other notable leaders in their fields work towards helping others to remember. You are the designer of your life and have the power to unlock your potential by making wise choices and accepting greater responsibility for your thoughts and actions. Hello, Cindy, and welcome.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Cindy, as listeners from Healing From Within know, my guests and I share insights into understanding the universal laws of energy so they can be applied to everyday living for a greater view of how to create more positive thoughts and actions and to manifest our healthiest, most purposeful, and joyful life experience. In other words, we may learn more about who we are, what motivates our decisions, and how we may use our intuitive personal power and sense of awareness for self-discovery, self-mastery of emotions, and ultimately for self-actualization. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Cindy Locker will share her article from the book Spreading the Light of Personal Transformation and share some of her co-authors' ideas who have contributed their coaching skills and suggestions for helping you achieve your lifetime goals. Cindy is a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, and we may discuss those healing modalities as well as her passion and purpose in life to help others cultivate a mindset for success, healthy living, and to realize the true potential of their magical minds. Cindy, I often ask my guests to think back to a childhood memory, an experience from that time, as I find the seeds for some of our most valued goals and our desires begin early on in our life plan and lead the way for us to discover our true destiny or life path. So think back for a moment.
As I think back, you know, I was so fortunate to be raised by people who, back in the 70s and probably before, but when I came, you know, of consciousness as a child of theirs in the 70s, to realize that they had already embraced these messages that you and I are talking about today, and it, you know, what a genuine advantage I had to be raised in that environment where we were open and investigated and learned with an attitude of, you know, exploration and deepening understanding without judgment, without a preconceived set of expectations. You know, we would, my folks would, we would go into the bookstore and they would be hanging out in the occult bookstore section. You know, that's what it was called, remember, in the 70s. It was,
yes,
the occult
so
section.
So it was the starting. It was the start of the New Age. And you,
yes,
were very gifted and fortunate to have parents like that because you didn't have to overcome so many of the restricted fears and limitations that come with poor parenting and poor behavior systems that are set up for us in our beginning life. And that's what this show is also about, to help people out there realize that the more we allow young people to access their inner wisdom and follow their own path without so much extra guidance, like we all need a little help along the way, but we don't have to be molded into our parents or our teachers or mentors. We just need to accept their realities and bring it in line or alignment with our own. And that's what you sound like you had, and that's very, very, very loving and lovely.
And trusting.
Excellent, excellent words to be using, and that's what we hope for our listeners to begin to understand are the really important virtues and values that we wish to share with everybody in our life. So as a hypnotherapist, tell our audience something about that healing modality. I studied it years ago, and some of the conditions it may be used to treat, and I think many people still may not have an accurate view of how it works. So tell us something about that.
Yeah, you know, the subconscious mind is the part of your mind where you house all of your beliefs, your view of who you are and what the world is. And we are learning organisms. We have a mammalian brain, which means that everything that we hold as a belief is a learned piece of information. We're not born with it. And I like to tell people, listen, if you were born by some circumstance into another family in another country, you would have an entirely different view of who you are and what this world is about. And so none of that is sacred, and every bit of it is as viable as every other bit of it. It just is a matter of what you have learned. And if you look at it that way, then you can also realize that having this wonderful heuristic learning brain, that we can map over or rewrite that learning with new updated learnings in order to be more who we want to be in the world, to show up the way we want to show up, to respond the way we want to respond, and to let go of those things that we inadvertently learned, not through choice, but just through circumstance, and let go of those things and replace those with newer, more updated learnings that reflect the wisdom and the experience that we've gained through our years.
Beautifully said. And I say it just a little differently. We are gatherers of experiences. And you are right. We will never be inundated with enough experiences and wisdom and knowledge. And in our diversity, we can unify and bring in the different cultures and the different information and the different pieces of the puzzle to make ourselves continuously grow into the best version of ourselves. And that's exactly, I believe, what you were saying, which I found said so beautifully. Now, a hypnotherapist helps clients connect to and use the resources or knowledge within themselves. In other words, I think they tap into that innate soul memory or the innumerable resources of this subconscious mind to begin to make a more satisfying life by eliminating fears and beliefs that can compromise our health. So, yeah, that's what hypnotherapy can help us do, and it can help many conditions. Tell us some of the conditions it can help.
Oh, we have seen so many things, and I've seen people with conditions that I didn't know existed. So it's been a wonderful journey from that aspect. But everything that you can imagine, about half of my practice is anxiety of some form, whether it's fears, phobias, generalized anxiety, social anxiety, fear of public speaking, fear of something in particular. And then, of course, there's the weight release work and the habit change work for smoking cessation or whatever other habits. We also do a lot of work with people to help them to sleep better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep is just foundational.
Sleep is very, very important, and many people are not taking care of that aspect of their being, and getting a little bit or a lot more sleep is suggested. Now, you know, during a Reiki session, I find some of my clients in this light, meditative, peaceful state actually fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And they can begin to access higher dimensions of awareness for their real needs and desires, much like a hypnotic altered state, which helps the person to achieve healing on multidimensional levels. And that's really what healing is. True healing is knowing ourselves better, not just working on disease or symptoms of taking medications or surgery. You know, it's a whole new view of life with all its potential and connections. Yeah, so they are similar that way, Reiki and hypnotherapy. So let's go on. There are many gifted authors represented in the book that you are a co-author of, Mastering the Art of Success. And have you worked with any of these people? And what are some of the similarities and or differences that these motivational speakers bring to their platform?
So
big question.
I know, and let me think about that a little bit while we go on.
Okay.
I haven't worked directly with any of them. I am part of an organization here called the Association for Transformational Leadership. It is a subset of Jack Canfield's Transformational Leadership Council. And so Paul Sheely, who is on that Transformational Leadership Council, or TLC, brought that. We were the first group to bring that concept down to a local level with the ATL, the Association for Transformational Leadership. And so through that organization, I do get to interface and work with people like Paul Sheely and Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and those folks who are also in that book, but not directly. We do organize groups and then have them come in and speak via Skype sometimes or even live. We've had some wonderful speakers, an amazing opportunity to feel a room full of the most positive energy, and try and sleep after that, let me tell you.
I don't think so. I met Jack Canfield and some of the other people you just mentioned, and Jack Canfield in your book that you also are a co-author of, wrote, "Find a mentor and believe in your dreams." And all those motivational speakers are just helping people focus on the possibilities for achieving success. And success is not only judged in terms of what we do, but who we become. And so we know success, so the concept of success is different for each individual. Can you tell us how some people define success and what success means to you?
Well, you know, success is one of those nominalizations, one of those words that subjectively means something different to everybody. And so that means that everybody's definition of success is correct and perfect for them. You know, I can only speak for myself personally. For me, success means balance. It means being able to give of my gifts and being able to hold my family values, my priorities of being with my family and taking care of my family, my child, and my husband, to the best of my abilities. And so that's where I hold that balance of what success is, because I know how easy it is to get unbalanced in this world when you do have a passion. Mm-hmm. And it would be very easy for me to become a workaholic. I have that kind of personality. And so that's my my struggle, if you will, my personal cross to bear to remain balanced is to keep that and honor that.
Very well said. And you also wrote, "Success is achieving your true potential despite our culture's portrayal of success as a life full of possessions and stature." And people are learning that this may be a trap and that more things do not create a life that is emotionally and spiritually satisfying. That's been called the American paradox. So the more we have, the more we want. But let's be very clear about this. For some people, this will be the way they accept life and live their life. But for many, they will find that their heart perhaps hurts or feels empty, and that there is more to making them happy than what others have led them to believe. So
yeah,
that is the truth. The search for success is the search for ourself and the passion and love we have for life. I know our listeners out there are thinking at this very moment how well you just said that. Now, you also conduct a workshop called Doing the Impossible. What happens at those workshops?
Well, and those workshops, and actually I do a mini version of those workshops with every client that I have and with every class that I teach. And we show people the power of their imagination, which, as you know, Einstein says is more important than knowledge.
Absolutely.
And give them absolute concrete evidence that they are more powerful within their imagination when they know how to ask their subconscious mind for a result. That they are far more powerful in the moment than they ever thought that they were. And that they can do things like grow. You know, I've had people put on height.
Wow. I could
grow
choose
their
that
fingers.
Myself.
You know, when you place the request to your subconscious mind in the right way, if it's physically possible to do, it will provide you with that.
Well, you know, my first book was Life is No Coincidence, and it was about awakening to the messages and synchronicity in the universal energy field all around us that leads us to do the impossible. We mm-hmm. have a great deal of help in our inner wisdom. And my new book, The Living Spirit, I tell a story of a childhood tale where the boy does the impossible and eventually saves everybody. And I wrote this. Observing and feeling the magic of this childhood tale reignited a memory of my own dreamy state of being when I was a teenager. Weeks ago at a reading by a medium, I was told to remember the dream I had when I was 17 years old. I did remember the dream. It was of Don Quixote from the Broadway show Man of La Mancha. There was a song in the show called The Impossible Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, this song meant everything to me. Perhaps the words spoke to my inner being or soul, of which I was not aware at that time. And I even used it for my wedding song because the song expressed the need to perhaps not struggle with love and life, but to understand it in a fuller way and to achieve what others might think impossible. That, again, is success. Again,
absolutely.
We're talking
absolutely
about what this life is all about. We came here to discover what is most meaningful and valuable for us to refine our soul essence, our inner being, and achieve our highest human potential. You know, there is much talk these days of transformation, transition, and the search for knowing more about this internal or soul essence. And in the book, you are asked questions by David Wright. I found this very interesting. About your own personal life and discoveries. How did you become involved in the making of this collection of authors for self-mastery? And what question did he ask you that was most meaningful for you to answer?
Oh, Cheryl, it's been a long time since I participated in that book.
go on. I think what you were looking for was within you a special aspect of what you believe is in everybody. And that's the question I think he pointed out to you.
Well, in my experience to date at that point and in my further experience, I have come to fully believe that each of us has, you know, a piece of the creation light within us. And that part of us knows and understands what our full potential is. And that's the part of us where when we feel something that is out of resonance with that part, then we feel that something is wrong in our lives, missing our lives, not quite squaring up with who we truly are. And it's that piece of us that truly defines what success is for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just said exactly what I think he brought out in that time in the past, which if you've forgotten, you just remember, yes, that light or goodness within us is to step out of this unawakened state or trance state we live in and to become the authentic person we were born to be. And this is what many of our listeners out there are hoping to work towards. And it's endless, the possibilities. We can't finish this journey here or beyond here. So I also think that Wright asked you that there are so many successful people that have gone through times of adversity in their lives. Do you think there is something about adversity that somehow leads us to success?
Oh, you know, it's funny that you should ask that. It's part of this synchronicity, I think, in the universe. I just stepped away from a client session with a young lady who is going through a lot of adversity right now. She's a top level athlete, and she's facing all kinds of adversity. And our whole session centered around the fact that, you know, that is going to create a stronger person. And it's what you do with that that matters. You know, back if you remember Katrina, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Who can't forget, right? Who can forget?
Right.
Katrina. And as you watched the news from that and they profiled different people, there were people who were, you know, sad and people who were really victimized, but also stepped into that victim role. And then there were the people who had lost just as much and who were going through the community helping others when they themselves were in just as much need of help.
Yes, in any tragedy, adversity builds character and resolve and resilience. And with consistency of action and the hard work together in unifying, we again get to success. The success as successful human beings with integrity, honesty, trust, and love. I think we started with that at the beginning, those words. So here we are again coming back to the same thing. Now, Cindy, can you tell us your own personal experience with adversity? I know there was a time that you went through a lot, and listening to you now and hearing the quality of your voice tone and your words, I know there's not a spark of that left in you. You have
not a spark. Not a spark.
Not a little
frog
amber
in my throat there, but not a fog of adversity. No.
Tell us about that time.
Yeah, you know, it was my first marriage, and I got married quite young, and. Excuse me. Wow. I know that I have this voice and I can speak this truth. And he turned out to be an alcoholic, and it was a very challenging 9, almost 10 year marriage, and went through things that I won't regale your audience with, but, you know, to say they were horrific, frightening, for a young woman who had grown up in a healthy family where I hadn't been prepared through adversity, you know, to recognize or deal with any of these things, before it was, you know, it's never too late, but kind of, you know, in it, right?
Yes.
And, My dad, in addition to, you know, surfing the occult section of the bookstore, he was a master social worker. He actually worked with juvenile delinquents and worked for the Michigan State Department of Corrections for 30 years. So we had a very interesting family, and he knew hypnosis, which he had originally learned to work with those juvenile delinquents, young men, incarcerated young men, to help them to start to see themselves in the world in a different way, to start to change those subconscious beliefs so that they could take control of, you know, where they wanted their lives to go.
And he helped you. And he was a great source of help for you as you moved out of that brainwashing and depression and nonsense that you had to deal with playing mind games and being manipulated. And I know all of us, each one of us, has had people like that in our life. And being able to recognize it and to deal with it, loving ourselves and not allowing the other to take that personal power away from us, is the way to go and the way that we move forward to better times.
Yeah, well, after my dad, he helped me with by doing some hypnosis with me. And he created this wonderful hypnosis tape that was 45 minutes long that had all of these ego-strengthening suggestions. And bit by bit, every day, I felt myself finding myself again and feeling stronger and taking care of myself and finally having the strength to say, I don't want to be part of this marriage any longer, and making that decision and taking those actions to create that divorce. And from there, it really took on a life of its own to exploration, and really opened up my eyes and my heart to be able to follow my own path to the point where I am today, where I own ChangeWorks Hypnosis Center in Apple Valley, Minnesota, where I have a group practice with three other hypnotherapists. I just hired two hypnotherapists to join us, so we are now a group practice of three, and the Midwest Hypnotherapy Academy, a state-licensed school of hypnotherapy. And I, through my own actions and through the actions of the people that I'm bringing into my practice, we're able to help thousands and thousands of people to let go of their own beliefs that are no longer serving them, and to get in touch with that kernel of truth inside of them that lets them know that you have the potential to be so much more, and to start to step into that. And as you say, life isn't long enough for us to really appreciate all that we could be.
Or to waste our time or energy on things
Amen.
That don't grow us into being the person we wish to become. So if you were to share one message with the world, what would it be?
If you can imagine it, then you can create it.
Beautifully said. I want to thank you, Cindy Loker, as a participant in co-authoring Mastering the Art of Success, and for sharing your own journey to self-awareness, sharing the methods that assisted you and others for finding their own greatest potential, their human spirit within that holds the greatest values and purpose for our human and spiritual development. For more information, go to MinnesotaHypnosis.com/press. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Cindy and I have shared our stories of growth and the recognition of how change is actually a process that aids us in reaching our highest goals and true potential to shine as human and divine beings of a universal experience. At Cindy's Change Works Hypnosis Center, the message that she gives is, we recognize a place for people to reinvent and empower themselves to be the person they wish to be. Most people in life find they need help along the way to make their lives more enjoyable and fulfilling, to change those habits that they just can't seem to change themselves. Cindy and I encourage all people and listeners to explore the realm of possibilities for health and renewal, no matter what the emotional, physical, or spiritual challenge may be. If you ask the universe and begin to make intentions for your personal growth, the call will be heard, and new people and experiences will present themselves. Then the choice to enjoy a new experience without judgment or fear is yours alone to take. In my book, The Living Spirit Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shows how Reiki energy healing and spiritual communication, which I practice, has led me and many others to move past our old stories to explore and respect many natural and alternative ways to resolve conflicts, traumas, and invite a better range of emotions, experiences, and forces for healing into our life, I wrote, the world has vastly changed since the days when I first realized my spiritual gifts. Information on everything from meditation practices to holistic healing energy work is at our fingertips, bringing like-minded people closer together, regardless of geographic distance or cultural divide. These people are joining organizations, taking courses, and otherwise engaging in activities to break through their imagined limitations and live life as the spiritual beings they are. So feel free to engage yourself and others in any and all activities that awaken your mind's potential, challenge your physical body, and open your heart and soul to your divine purpose. Do not procrastinate or limit your exposure to new things. Jump in the water and begin to swim. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and welcome you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear miraculous true stories of hope, faith, trust, and love as revealed by authors in all areas of life. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.